healthcare reconciliation. An air traffic controller brings new meaning to let's take my kids to work. That happened at JFK. You're not going to believe what's happened in the aftermath. I haven't even dove into that story. Captain Sully retires a year and change after the miracle on the Hudson. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to my pal Denny Kelly, who's an airline investigator and a former pilot, about a bunch of the things that are happening in and around the terminals across the world and the nation. There was also a big scanner flap, too, in England as a Muslim woman refused to be body scanned. You know what I would say? Madam, there's the door. You'll have to find your own way back to wherever it is you're going. Because if that's the way it rolls, then just fine. You know, hey, if this is what it is, and at Heathrow or wherever they're going to make you go through it, if you don't want to go through it, the easy answer is don't go through it. Just don't even get on the plane, right? Anyway, right here at the top with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight as we go coast to coast and everywhere in between, Mike Davis is in the wings to join us to talk a little sports at the top. And everybody here and the crew of America Tonight getting excited for another nail the score, because the NCAA men's basketball tournament starts this month. Millions of people fill out brackets. They try to pick the winner from a 65-team field. There is a lot of excitement generated by people who don't even pay attention to college hoops. But it is so, so, so much fun. Now, there is a college coach, Jim Boeheim, who is suggesting that, listen, 64 teams now, and then you throw in the one, so 65, we really should expand this field. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do? I mean, what is the right amount of teams that you want in the tournament? I don't know. I say what they have now, the trick they have now going, is the best, and how they narrow it down, and ultimately you get to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight into the Final Four. I like it the way it is. Mike, you're a longtime sports fan. I mean, obviously, you make your living on sports through your ticket agency. But what do you think of the way the system is set up now in college basketball?
I think 64 is a good number. 64 or the extra team, the 64 and 65 plan to get down to 64, but I can't see, 128 teams. That's what you'd have to do to probably have to double the number of teams to get it equal. So,
yeah, I think it'd be too many teams. I think it would take away the magic of it. I think right now the way the dance is set up, it's fine. It works out well.
Well, they have the, this coming weekend, they'll have the conference tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the winner of the conference tournaments will get that automatic bid. They don't have to necessarily be the in the top. They could be number 256 in the rankings and still go to the 64 if they win the tournament. Chances are they won't. I mean, teams that are that are ranked bottom in their conference, they can win the conference tournament, but likely they won't. But
yeah.
Anyway, what the bottom line is, I think 64 is a good number, and if we're going to do any kind of playoff equitable things, we need to talk about NCAA football playoffs and leave the college hoops alone as they are, and let's do something about the football playoffs.
Absolutely. I've said that from the time I started doing sports, and callers blow out phone lines when I was doing Fox, when I was on The Fan, any of the sports things I did, Mike, as you can imagine, it didn't matter where it was, what part of the country, overwhelmingly the fans would love to see the playoffs. And the argument is the schools say, how can we do that and scheduling that? It would be a nightmare because of the finals and what these guys would have to go through. But that's a bunch of nonsense. They're trying to protect the trinity of what has become now the big giant money in the bowl games, but I think they could still have the bowl games. They use the bowl games and just play it out that way, and they could have a playoff system. But I think that's part of the deal is they're worried about cracking the history of that, and as the money keeps getting bigger and bigger, they don't want to touch it, and that's too bad because I agree with you. I think what should happen is there should be a playoff system there. Hey, let me ask you about this big story, because with tickets, the toughest ticket in the world to get in sports is a ticket to the Masters. Now, Tiger has gotten, you know, has went through the whole rehab thing, is back with his family, and the great Jack Nicklaus believes that Tiger is going to be in the Masters field. Can you imagine just how hard will it be to get a ticket to the Masters now?
Oh, well, we've got tickets. I mean,
good, get them now, right?
Yeah, they're not cheap, that's for sure. And we had to pay a pretty penny for them, but we've got tickets available. Premium seats. We've got the U.S. Open. Things are going real well for them.
Well, and so that's a good thing to remind people. Go to easy-ticket.com. So you have tickets to the Masters. What does the average ticket run to the Masters? If someone wants to go to the Masters, pretty much what do they have to shell out? I know it's not cheap.
Well, it's no, it's not. It's, let me look. It's well, I'm gonna guess
you have tickets, like you can get a ticket for like $500.
Yeah, we can do that, no problem.
Maybe the price, is that to an actual round or is that to the practice rounds?
Well, there's okay, here's the final round, which will be Sunday on the 11th.
Uh-huh.
Got tickets the bottom ticket is right at $330.
$330 for the lowest ticket to be at the finals.
Mm-hmm.
The final
and,
round.
Yeah, and then it goes up from there. The highest ticket we have, it's listed at $1,260.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. $1,260, and that's probably just premium. You're in the stands somewhere around the 18th or whatever, which is huge. I mean, it'll be... Yeah, everybody, the expectations are there. The expectations are that he comes back, he does well, gets to Augusta, and, you know, that's the big coming out or coming back around for Tiger, and let's forget everything that happened. And I think what will happen is people will be really trying to get those tickets because of Tiger. It'll make it even that much bigger. So you've got a pot of gold that you're sitting on. I hope you realize that.
Yeah, we've got for Sunday we've got 175 tickets available. For Saturday we've got 207, and for the Friday right now we've got 223.
Oof.
But
wow.
those will probably be going
fast. They'll be going fast, especially depending on what happens with Tiger Woods, there's no doubt. Always fun to talk sports with you. Again, Mike Davis, Easy Ticket. Mike, you can go to easyticket.com, easy-ticket.com. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you again down the road. Wow. So if you want Masters tickets, that's where you go. Maybe he answered the question. Get them before you have to try to get them from somebody where you pay double and triple. Denny Kelly up next.
Okay. So you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the things, see you call upon the Lord.
Piece of tape, brought his two kids into the control tower and allowed them to speak with the pilots on that air traffic control frequency. Now, I did mention this was at JFK, so the FAA gets wind of it, and they are obviously none too happy about it. Was it a lapse in judgment? What do you think, fair or foul? Take a listen to what it sounded like. All right, not sure if we have the, if we're rolling that, if we have that footage or not. We have it somewhere in the studio, but if we haven't rolled it, we'll roll it for you because I can't hear it. Sorry about that, folks, but we'll tell you what was said. Denny Kelly, who is just great to have on this show in this moment because there's so much going on right now in the air. He's an airline investigator and a former pilot. Denny, I'm sure you heard that footage. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I heard about 4 or 5 times today. I think it was an incredibly poor decision on that guy's part to let his son or whoever, you know, a child make those transmissions. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, well, you know, you have to wonder what he was thinking. Now, was it a major safety hazard? No, it was not. But it was a tremendously bad choice. And, you know, he's probably going to lose his job over it.
Yeah, see, that's the first thing I thought. I thought once they investigate this and he brings the daughter in, he brings the kids in, and then probably not necessarily a problem with bringing them to the office maybe, or maybe they'll say something about that in doing that, but the fact that they were on the air and going back and forth with the pilots, you could tell the pilots were kibitzing with them, but, you know, what are they're kids. They sound cute. What are they going to do? But Denny, what was he thinking? Do you think it was just such a jovial atmosphere, and it's like, you know, you're in the office, you're one of the guys, and nobody's thinking that way, I guess, right?
I think it's just an extremely bad lack of judgment. I think, you know, he was probably trying to impress the people in the cab with him. You know, I mean, I can remember back in the good old day when we were flying across the Pacific before we had INS and everything, we used to have to check in with these Coast Guard ships called ocean stations. They were out in the middle of nowhere. And as a joke, we would let the flight attendants come up and make the position reports. And they, of course, they got a kick out of it. But, you know, that was 25 years ago, and it was also, it was not dangerous. I mean, you know, nobody was taking direction or anything. And again, I don't think this was a major safety blunder. I do think that it was just an extremely poor lack of judgment. It's silly. It's what it is.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so we go from that, and, you know, you believe that probably this guy's going to lose his job. Now, let me ask you this before we move on to the next deal. If he loses his job for this, can he get picked up anywhere, any place, somewhere else? I mean, JFK is huge. Would there be any chance he could come back?
Well, you know, they have a really strong union, and it's certainly possible that the union could get his job back, or the part of his punishment could be that he could be sent to some place where there's not as much traffic, you know, a demotion type thing. You know, Kennedy is probably one of the top four or five towers in the country, and they could send you some place like Yakima, Washington, or Birmingham, Alabama, you know, where there's not nearly as much traffic. But I personally, no, he didn't deserve to lose his job, but I think he needs some time off without pay, and he needs to be punished somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, Captain Sully, the hero, is now decided to retire after the amazing landing that he did in the Hudson. You and I have talked about this before off the air. For people who don't know, how many water landings before this ever successfully in the United States?
Exactly zero.
Hmm.
I mean, this has been said 1,000 times, and I've probably said 500. He did an absolutely tremendous job. I mean, it was just he and the co-pilot did a tremendous job putting that airplane in the water. There was a lot of luck involved, but so what? I'd rather be lucky than good anyway. But, with him retiring, I don't blame him. I would have retired after the water landing because, first of all, what can he do to top that? Nothing. And second of all, what happens if he's, you know, tacking out someday and he dings a wingtip on another airplane or runs off the runway or something accidentally? I mean, you know, there's just no reason for him to stay there. He's going to make three times the money he's making now by giving inspirational speeches and safety lectures and writing books and all this kind of stuff. So I don't blame him. I would retire too.
Yeah, and 30 years, that's a nice long time. And like you said, can he top anything else? I mean, he's a wonderful inspiration, I'm sure, to so many people in so many different ways. And, still, it's just amazing that he was able to pull that off. It's just incredible. Every time I see it, and I'm sure, I mean, you're a former pilot, so even for you, it's got to be a bigger deal. I always stop and watch that little silly footage that was from that cell phone, but I think it's just so amazing.
Well, you know, it is, in the fact that there was no traffic on the river, and there was no waves on the river, and the weather was good and everything, it certainly contributed to it. But, you know, he just did a perfect job. I mean, he just, the only way that they could have survived that the way they did was for him and the first officer together to do a perfect job, and that's exactly what they did. And he's truly a hero, and he's a fabulous, fabulous pilot. And it's kind of sad to see him retire, but I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing.
So I heard from a buddy today as well that now American Airlines, the flight attendants are thinking about striking. And American Airlines came back because they were saying, hey, they walked away from the table. But American Airlines is saying they didn't walk away from the table. They're waiting for mediation and all that sort of stuff, and they're hoping to continue this and come up with other dates. But supposedly they're getting ready for, in case those flight attendants decide to walk off the job, and there's a lot of them, I don't remember how many, it is like 18,000, that they're looking for backups. That would be pretty tough, though, in a pinch. How do you replace 18,000 flight attendants?
Well, you don't replace 18,000. What you do is you pick out your top trips money wise, traffic wise, maybe 10%, and you use people that are across the picket line. You use supervisory people. You find people that have worked for another airline and don't take as much training, and you put, instead of 18,000, you put maybe 1,500 total out there, and you fly just the bare minimums, like you fly Dallas London and Dallas Hawaii and that kind of thing, and that's it. And but the fact I would be surprised if they actually struck. I mean, I have to say that I'm behind the flight attendants and the pilots 100%, because some of these contracts have been going on with flight attendants, I think it's over 4 years.
Yeah.
And these airlines see to hide behind the Railway Labor Act, which is what these contracts are based on, and it's all, you know, it's all railroad language in the contracts, and so they can drag it out as long as they want, and of course every day they drag it out, they say the airline saves money, and it's a shame, you know, these people have given up a lot for American Airlines, and they're stabbing them in the back, and I think it's really a shame. And I think these contracts, I think when you start negotiating, that you get to a point within 1 year where they either settle a contract or they strike. And neither one of them wants to strike. I mean, the flight attendants really can't afford it, neither can the airlines. So, you know, what they'll do is they'll settle a contract, and it'll be very similar to what they offered them a year ago or whatever, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, the time is fleeting. We're already out of time. We have to have you back on again and talk about how the airlines are really falling apart when it comes to going green. I'm sure you have thoughts about that, all those cans that are left behind. Ooh, that's the big stuff. Anyway, Denny, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Denny Kelly, he's an airline investigator and former pilot. And I think he said it right. It's just, what was the guy thinking? It was just one of those lapses of judgment, an overwhelming lapse of judgment. And later on in the show, we'll let you hear that tape, actually, hopefully, of the kids. But it just sounds kind of cute. You know, it's just the kids talking to the pilot. And the pilots are going back and forth with them, as I described, and as though it's no big deal. And it set off a spark across the country as to, really, should kids even, this whole thing about bring your kids to work, is this really what you want to do? Have we gone too far to the other side? Food for thought. We'll talk about it more here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents on the show.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
But has no windows.
71-71, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, JetBlue 171.
This is what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school.
I can bring my kid to work.
JetBlue 171, contact departure.
Over to departure, JetBlue 171. Awesome job.
03, clear for takeoff.
403, clear to take off. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
MX-403, contact departure, adios.
Contact departure, Idle Mexico, 403, adios.
Contact departure, adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos, over to departure, JetBlue 195.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and what you just heard was, and I hope you could hear that. Can we play that again, Donovan? Can we crank that up, those kids talking in the control tower?
171, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, JetBlue 171.
This is what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school.
I can bring my kid to work.
JetBlue 171, contact departure.
Over to departure, JetBlue 171. Awesome job.
03, clear for takeoff.
403, clear to take off. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
MX-403, contact departure, adios.
Contact departure, Idle Mexico, 403, adios.
Contact departure, adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos, over to departure, JetBlue 195.
All right, so again, this is what we were just talking to Denny Kelly about. I'm glad you got to hear that. It's, you heard the kids, you end the joking, adios amigo, and whatever. What happened simply was that he took his kids to work and decided that it would be fun to have them get on the air and do that. The FAA is saying that, you know, this is a lapse in judgment and it violated policies, and it's also a common sense deal for professional conduct, you know, the standards. So The distraction is totally unacceptable. And, boy, you know, they weren't too happy at JFK from what I understand. They were furious about this. So they're right now the controller and the supervisor are on paid administrative leave. And they talked about, hey, we've got an incredible group of people here, and this isn't something that we tolerate and all this other sort of stuff. So here's the thing. The supervisor is in the middle of this, too, because the supervisor allowed that to happen. So they're looking into both of these deals. Now, what it is there are two kids, and they're twins. So you heard twins, actually, there, two different kids. And these are both people who are veteran employees. So they're not newbies or only been there a couple of years. They are people who have been there a while. Yeah. And, you know, it happened on February 16th, they say. It happened in the evening. And then they had a recording of it. And it was on, apparently it was posted on a website. It was in the tower, and then it was posted on the website, and that's how everybody found out about it and found out about the recordings. And so when you listen to any of the recordings, the situation in the tower is pretty controlled, as you can imagine. You know the scrutiny of the whole air traffic control thing. So the recording was from a network of receivers, and once that got out there, you know, c'est la vie, that was it. The jig was up, and the FAA said, all unofficial visits to air traffic control operational areas like towers and radar rooms are, you know, you can't do that. So, and it's all suspended for everybody during this investigation into what happened. So anyone, anywhere who has, and I think they do take, I know that they've taken groups through. So that means they're not going to do that now until they figure out, well, how did this fall through the cracks? And the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, that's the union that represents the controllers, said, we don't condone this type of behavior in any way. Can you imagine if he loses his job over this? He's like, I mean, he's got to be up there in seniority, must probably love his job, I'm assuming, or likes the money associated with his job. How disastrous would that outcome be? On one of the websites that I was perusing today, it brought up an interesting thing. Up and in relationship to this air traffic control deal, and it is, should parents, regardless of what they do, be allowed to take their kids to work? You know, I guess then that's a fair question. Should you be allowed to take the kids to work in general and then the air traffic control thing? I'll tell you, working in broadcasting, I worked for a big station in Dallas, and there was a woman there as a single mother, and she, you know, was struggling, and her kids were kind of pre-teens, and they were good kids. But, boy, they didn't like having those kids at the office because the GM a couple of times grunted about, ooh, kids here, kids in the area, and that was the end of that. And I've seen that in other environments, too. But then there's other places where, yeah, they welcome them in. I guess it just depends on the circumstances. But getting on and talking to the pilots, yeah, that was a no-no. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. Did you hear those kids?
Oh, yeah, I did, and it's cute. But you got to dissect the situation and the circumstances. JFK Airport is one of the biggest airports in the nation.
Oh, absolutely.
The traffic in that airspace 24/7 is monumental compared to a lot of other places. I mean, you can't hold anything to it to compare because it's just so busy. Well, and you know, there are just some professional positions that kids shouldn't be there. What about a doctor in an operating room?
Yeah.
Don't you think he would love to show his surgical talent to his children on Take Kids to Work Day? But he can't. It's got to have some rational thinking. If I were in some little podunk town like Amarillo, Texas, it would not be a big issue. Mm-hmm. But when you have that kind of air traffic in that area like they have, oh, 1 second away from one of those flight controllers in that tower, away from that screen watching for something, could be disaster. I mean,
yeah.
They have layers of planes circling around and around to come down to land. You got to be 24 alert when you have a tedious job like that, I would think. And I think it was just they wanted to do that, they should have gone to a private field somewhere close by and seen if they couldn't bring their kids up there and do it in a small private airport.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not in a big, huge air population tower like JFK is. And look what they're doing right now. They shut down a lot of the runways to work on it for 4 months.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
And I got your email, by the way. I didn't know if you had a chance to look at it. So you found mine.
I did, and I've gone through some of it. Wow, crazy.
Well, do you see why I say I would be perjuring myself? Did you read the affidavit at the end of that?
Yeah.
And what they put in there for my representation is nowhere close to each other, Kate.
Yeah, I know.
No,
there's a big problem. There's a big problem there.
Well, I understand more closely why people are doing modifications and in the trial period end up losing their houses.
Yeah.
It's a trick. It's a scam.
Right.
And they can make a whole lot more off of foreclosures and reselling your house than they can off these modifications.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, let's face it. They're not making any money in profit off of handling those. It's common sense. It ain't rocket science. So anyway.
Right.
Those are my 2 cents for the night.
I know. I love it. I love it. Dana, you were right on. Interesting. Thanks. Appreciate the phone call. And hang in there with the other thing. You were dead on. Dead on about that. And if there's no way to make any money, we see in the housing industry, especially in the foreclosure situation, she's absolutely right about that. Forget about the modification. It is a little bit of a trick. Jeremy in Alaska. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to America Tonight.
Hi, Kate. I'm the first-time caller here with you tonight. I really enjoy your show. I listen on demand on GCN quite a bit, but I just decided I'd call in tonight.
Oh, I'm glad that you called in. What do you want to throw your 2 cents in on the FAA thing?
Yeah, I think we're not allowed to have any fun here in America anymore. I mean, that kid's chest had to been swelled up the size of a big balloon, you know, just to be able to do that. I mean, I just think they need to lighten up. I mean, nothing was harmed or damaged from that. And to me, putting them on suspension is just way too harsh. I mean, he was letting his kid have a little fun, and it wasn't like they were cursing or, you know, anything over the air.
They weren't doing that, but here's what the problem is. I get it, and you're absolutely right. Those kids were probably flying high. I mean, that's got to be the ultimate thing, and the pilots obviously loved it and joked around with the kids. You know, see, that's the thing. It's like a family in the air. They know the air traffic controller was a veteran guy, so they hear the same voices, and they sort of know each other. And I totally get that, but the problem is because of accidents and things that happen and the distractions, you know, she's right about that when Dana said that, because I've been in an air traffic control tower, in fact, in New York, not at JFK. And, Jeremy, you wouldn't believe it. I'm serious. I don't know how these people don't lose their minds. There's a movie called Pushing 10, and it is exactly like that movie. It's like looking at a pinball machine going off in 10 different directions when the flights are really out there. But I'm sure when the kids were on, it was a light time, or he wouldn't have put them on in that situation. There wouldn't be, you know, 18 747s in the air, right, hovering around waiting to get cleared for landing or takeoff at JFK. I doubt it. I mean, they're looking into that part of it. If here would be the worst part. The worst part would be if he's fired. Because if he's fired, that's the livelihood, and then that's traumatic. And these poor kids, same thing. They would just, I'm sure.
I hope they let them have a little more fun. You know, they're under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
I hope they let them lighten up a little more.
All right. Jeremy says they should lighten up. Dana says, that was just a crazy thing to do. What do you say, America? Jeremy, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to us, by the way. 800-259-5791. Hang through.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Thin Glove technology.
It makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Because a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
If you just tuned into America tonight, we've been talking about the air traffic controller who let his kids, he had twins, on the air and talking to the pilots and, you know, landing them, clearing them from takeoff, whatever. And they're being investigated. He's being investigated along with the supervisor at JFK for allowing that to happen. It apparently went down a couple of weeks ago, February 16th, and both are suspended right now. And I'm sure those children were, like, ecstatic. There's no doubt you can hear it in their voice. And I've already mentioned this. The pilots went back and forth with them. But right now, there still is the possibility of, what if they lose their jobs? And these are long-term employees. Oof. And it does raise the question, should parents be able to bring kids to work, especially if it's a high-stress environment or one where lives are at stake, like a doctor? You know, Dana in Texas said that was a great example in an operating room. Or in the air traffic controller situations, there's lots of kids that come to work. I mean, teachers sometimes will bring a child to work and they'll be in the back for maybe an hour before the class ends. You know, I'm sure there are lots of kids that have gone proudly with their parents to work. I know one of my best memories of my father, who passed away when I was a kid, and he was a writer, was going to work with him. He was a writer, and I went to work with him one day, and I didn't know what writer was, and I thought it was just the coolest thing ever. And we ended up in this place where some guy was playing a guitar, and I can remember he was singing a song to me, and, you know, I'm like 7 years old, and, I mean, you know, that thing that Jeremy said about, oh, your chest is pumped up, I'm sure I felt that way, absolutely. But it wasn't a dangerous profession, so that does put a different twist on things. All right, I want to fill you in on some other things that are going on across the country. Certainly that wasn't the biggest deal happening. Definitely water cooler buzz, bringing up interesting questions all around the nation for sure. But we know that the Toyota mess is far, far from over. But what's scary and what started to happen is that people who are saying they've brought their car in, some of them, to have the car fixed, it's not fixing the problems, like the accelerator problem. I've heard a couple of people comment about that, and there have been stories on it, and well, that's frightening. So what's happening? I thought they knew what was going on, but the fix isn't in. So if the fix isn't in, they better hurry up and figure out a way to fix it, or boy, Toyota, which has been dubbed such a reliable car by so many, they are going to lose their shirt. And their stock is just going to go flying through the floor if that happens. And one of the administrators of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, that's a mouthful, isn't it, even had to release a statement and said they're reaching out to the consumers about the complaints because they want to make sure that they get to the bottom of the problem and make sure Toyota is doing everything possible to make those cars or trucks safe. And if they're having those problems, once they say they're fixed with a sudden acceleration after they took the car to the dealership, then of course they want to know about it. And potentially this is more than deadly for this company. I mean, already they've linked 52 deaths now to crashes because of the acceleration problem. 52. So that's up. That's not good. And there was an example of a guy who had his car worked on, and then 5 days after the dealership supposedly trimmed the gas pedal and installed new brake override software, the car didn't stop for several seconds, even though the guy was pressing on the brakes. He barely avoided a wall and nearly went down an embankment. Yikes. That's scary. Because really, once you take it in and they say they know what's causing the problem, you're thinking, okay, now I'm okay. Or theoretically, you're thinking, now I'm okay, right? You know, we had that earthquake in Chile, and of course, it's still chaotic there, trying to get supplies to the people. The death toll is climbing up naturally. That's not a surprise. But here we go again with another earthquake. This time it hits Taiwan, and it was 6.4 on the Richter scale, and so that rocked Taiwan on Thursday morning. They had damage all over the place, of course, things collapsing, you know, windows being blown in, all that kind of stuff. And here's the thing: it's about the buildings and the power outages and the high-speed rail service and whatever, and the people in Taipei could just feel those buildings shake. Now, they're no stranger to it because they do get earthquakes. I mean, one of the worst recorded quakes happened in 1999. Remember that? 7.6, and 2,400 people plus were killed, and I don't know how many buildings ended up crumbling as a result, but it was a crazy number, like 50,000. So no deaths reported. It was under that number, but frightening the amount of earthquakes that we've been talking about on the show. It seems like every week when I jump on the air, I'm mentioning an earthquake somewhere, and it's places so far where they're no stranger to it. Haiti, a little odd, but some of the other spots, absolutely not. It looks like the president, I said this from the get-go when I jumped on the air, it looks like the president is on board with the nuclear option. He's saying the end game is at hand and trying maybe one more hand at this one final attempt, one go-around to enact some kind of health care legislation, because he's calling for this up or down vote within weeks under rules that would basically shut out the GOP, the ability to kill the bill. So, I don't know. Is it going to go through or not? Every day I hear something different. Every day when I put my ear to the ground and I call somebody in the Capitol and I talk to someone, what's the scoop? What's the inside scoop? It's the same thing. It's not going away. Yeah, there's a push for this, but boy, it's looking like there's not even going to be enough for that. So you can imagine there's plenty of reaction, Even the Senate GOP leader, who's not shy about this, the senator from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, said, look, if it's the decision by the Democrats to invoke rules that bars filibusters, if it's going to, it's the public. He's pretty much saying, go ahead and do it, because it's the public that's going to be furious. And reiterated, and I think he's right on this, it's not so much anymore an argument between Democrats and Republicans, it's between the Democrats and the American people and what the American people want. And the legislation, at least the way it's explained, the way, if you can make heads or tails of it, the thousands of pages, the way that it comes out, the numbers really don't add up. And that's the concern of so many people. The concern is not, oh, gee, we're going to fix the pre-existing condition thing because that's an awful thing, or we're going to tweak it so that your premiums don't go sky high. Well, who's not on board with that? It's what's going to happen to health care? What's going to happen to rates? What's going to happen to small businesses, which most of the country is comprised of? I know I've said this before, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but when you say small business, what's the picture you get in your head? It's not a mom and pop, five people, Uncle Sal, and, your two cousins helping to run the shop. It can be 500 people or less. So what kind of demands are going to be placed on the small businesses? Or do they really, truly, would they get the right kind of breaks? And would the individual get the right kind of breaks? Or would they be slapped with these fines that they're talking about? And a lot of that stuff really is not quite clear. And I think that is probably the biggest problem they're having in trying to continually sell this. When you just know you've blown it, it's like a sales call. Some people listening to me are probably great, have the gift of gab when it comes to sale, can make a close no matter what, could sell ice to Eskimos, as the expression goes, and others just bomb at it. Well, when you do a sales call, and you might have something great. You might have a great product. You might have a great lead, but you've just blown it. You've just blown it. And you cannot go back to the well. You can't go there. You can't go there right away. I think that's pretty much what's happened to the Democrats. They have blown it. They cannot go back to the well. There's no way to bounce back from what's happened. Hey, you can send me an email on any of the things that we talk about at americatonight.net.
JetBlue 171, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, JetBlue 171.
This is what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school.
I can bring my kid to work.
JetBlue 171, contact departure.